More than half of Australians do not have a will, and for those, almost 40% have no idea what happens to their assets in the event they pass away without a will. And that's according to new research commissioned by Maurice Blackburn Lawyers. Now, from Cairns, I have on the line at the moment, this is Naomi DeCosta. She is Queensland Head of the Wills Department for Maurice Blackburn, and she joins me now. Good morning, Naomi.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for having me on.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for coming on. I just found these figures. I just couldn't believe them today. Look, I would have thought maybe 30%, 35%, but more than 50% of Australians don't have a will.
Yeah, that's right. And I think one of the things which is really interesting about the research that we've commissioned is that not only do many people not have a will at all, even of those that do have wills in place, about a quarter of them admitted that the will that they have isn't appropriate for their current circumstances and may no longer be valid. So it's even lower than that, really, when we look at the number of people that have a valid and effective will. It's about a third of people.
It's amazing. So, okay, if you don't have a will and you die, what are the things that could happen that can really sort of, particularly the people that are left behind, your wife, your kids and all that, what can happen in some of these circumstances when somebody dies without a will?
There's all sorts of things, and unfortunately the kinds of examples we come up with come from our personal experience in advising families through these situations. The most common one we see is where you have blended or melded families. And perhaps you have a father who owns a property and may have owned a property for a long time, and maybe his new wife, or it might be a new wife or partner of a long time, thinks that she's going to inherit the property. She's lived on a property for a long time. But actually, if there's no will in place, the intestacy rules that I set out in legislation kick in, and that provides a statutory formula about what happens. So that includes adult children and stepchildren as well, and so in some circumstances. So there's a whole messy thing that happens in terms of trying to figure out what should happen. That's one example. The other one that we see a lot, quite tragically, is when a young person passes away. And often young people think that they don't need to have a will in place. But what we know is that with superannuation and life insurance, all of a sudden there can be quite a great deal of value in their estate or controlled by their estate. And so it might be that that person's been estranged from one of their parents for a long period of time, but all of a sudden that estranged parent is entitled to half of their estate. So they're probably the biggest ones we see.
Well, it was interesting, the research which surveyed over 1,200 respondents nationally aged 18 years and over found that 40% of those without a will had thought about making one but were yet to do so, while 30% felt they didn't have anything of value to leave. Now, this is the interesting one here. 28% felt they were too young to need a will, and 16% of respondents didn't have a will because they didn't want to think about dying. I mean, goodness me. Yeah. I mean, it's tax and dying, and that's the most certain things in life. We just don't know what's around the corner.
Yeah, that's right. And there's a lot of misconceptions around, I think, about doing a will and what the implications of it are. So certainly I've acted in many estates where someone has, the person who's died has been terminally ill and has known for a long time that this is going to happen, but still I think people have a concern that once they do a will that all of a sudden they'll pass away. I always think it's like Murphy's Law myself, in that, you know, if you have everything done and done properly, then nothing will happen, or it won't happen until your circumstances change and you need to come and do a new will. But certainly, as I say, particularly with young people, there's a perception that if you don't own anything or you've only got debt, then you don't need to do a will. But we know that, unfortunately, most of us are worth more dead than we are alive. Once all of our life insurances and superannuation pay out, and as well as and not necessarily going to the right people, it can cause major disputes amongst family members that are left behind. And that's what we are really concerned about. It's not only the financial cost, but the emotional cost that people get left behind with.
Yeah. We're talking with Naomi DaCosta. She is the Queensland head of Wills Department for Maurice Blackburn, who've actually done this survey. Does the government sometimes end up with money that normally, if you had a will and everything was in order, people would receive?
Only in very rare circumstances. So there's a statutory scheme which says that depending on the level of family connection to a person, there's a schedule of entitlement. So it starts with a spouse and then it goes to children and parents and brothers and sisters and cousins, and it goes down. So the only circumstances it goes to the government is really if no surviving family can be found at all. And that happens only very, very rarely.
Now, I know that if they came to lawyers like you, you get a will drawn up the proper way. Now, what about these will kits that we hear about? And they're often advertised on the radio, and it's a DIY sort of thing. Are there pitfalls with those?
There's terrible pitfalls with do-it-yourself wills. Mainly because the process of will drafting is actually not that complicated, but it does have, there are particular rules. And the example I like to give is just around drafting is sometimes people would write in a will, I give $50,000 to my sons, John and Andrew. And they might think it's really clear in their head that that's $50,000 each or $25,000 each. But from us, when we look at that, we go, well, we're not really sure whether that's $25,000 each or $50,000 each.
Right.
So if you get a will done legally, we can be really clear about what it is exactly that someone is trying to achieve and make sure that the document itself matches up with the property or assets that they own so that the person's wishes are carried through all the way to the end.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, with will kits, we'll see a lot of litigation and dispute because people don't really understand necessarily what was intended, or even if we can see from a will what is intended, it may not be able to be carried through because of the nature of the assets.
Absolutely. And Naomi, you get what you pay for, don't you?
You do. But sometimes I think as well, people think that will drafting is a lot more complicated and difficult than it really is. And what we think at Maurice Blackburn is it doesn't always need to be a really complicated will. It can be quite a straightforward, simple will. But sometimes the process as well is just it's about talking to someone who's experienced and can help you find some solutions to the problems.
Mm.
So often people put off doing a will because they're not sure who should be the guardian of their children if something happens to them, or they're not sure how a property should pass in the event that they were to pass away. But we've been in these situations before, so we can help them make those decisions and come up with some ideas that maybe they hadn't thought about. So what we always say is look, it's worth making the time to sit down with someone who knows what they're talking about, and we can help you through the process.
Yes, absolutely. And just finally, it's important to update your will. People would have wills made years and years ago. Circumstances change and you need to update that, don't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. Certainly I've bumped in a few matters in my career where someone has been separated for a long period of time, 20 years, and then they pass away and their will hasn't been updated and everything still goes to their former partner.
Oh, dear.
And you can imagine, particularly if there are children left behind or particularly a new spouse. So if someone's been married for a long time, then they have a de facto partner, but they've never been divorced from their first partner, then that person still is entitled to receive everything under the terms of a will. So certainly separation is a really big important time that wills should be updated, and having children, those types of things.
Absolutely. Naomi, thanks for talking with us. I hope this has sort of jarred people's memories and thinking, oh, hang on, I need to update the will. Or if they haven't got a will, and we've got some people here who actually work for us here at the radio station this morning that have said to me, I haven't got a will yet. Maybe it's got people thinking in the Douglas Shire to say, right, we need a will done. And Maurice Blackburn are pretty good lawyers. There's your free plug.
Great. Well, yeah, hopefully we can certainly try to boost some of these figures to make sure more Queenslanders have got their wills done.
Absolutely. People can have a little trip down to Cairns. That'll be fantastic. Good on you, Naomi. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Paul.